Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
All right, here we go. We're live with a Wednesday edition of the program. Glad to have you with us. It's a game day edition as well. IU is in action tonight. They are on the road at Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights have a 10-9 overall record so far this season. They are 3-6 in Big Ten play. It's a 7 o'clock game tonight. 6 o'clock is the pregame coverage with Don Fisher and crew right here on the Big X Sports Radio. So make sure you're with us. Make sure you watch the game tonight. It's a pivotal game. No question about it. A pivotal game for this Indiana team. It's on the road. Rutgers is no slouch. They're not at the top or the middle of the conference, as we've discussed. But Indiana is at a point right now where if it's not Michigan State or if it's not Michigan, they need to win these games. I mean, they've got games to make up. They've got lots of ground to make up. They're trying to secure their way, maybe in some eyes, back into the NCAA tournament. I think a lot of people would agree with that. So you've got to make up some ground somewhere. Michigan State's the next game for the Hoosiers coming up this weekend. So this is one you have to get. It's a lot like that Northwestern game a week ago. It's on the road, but it's not against the top or mid-level opponent in the conference, and you really need to go on the road and get it. Now, Indiana could not do that when they had this last similar opportunity against a team that really on paper, even not playing that well, they should either beat or you would think be very, very competitive with, not fall behind by a great number of points at any point during the game. But we'll see. Still a lot out there, still a lot to go this season. I just feel like, and I think the fan base feels like, and I can't imagine what the coaches feel like in the middle of this six-game losing streak, and the players too. I just feel like, though, this is a game they've got to get, and I think a lot of people agree with that. It's Rutgers. Yes, they've had a couple surprising wins. Yes, they beat Penn State, who is winless and at the very bottom of the conference in their last outing. But this is a game Indiana has to get. I think we can all agree on that. And if we come on Thursday on this show and Indiana does not win tonight at Rutgers, it's going to continue to get worse. Fans are going to continue to lose their minds. The team is going to have a tough outing with Michigan State on the road in the next game. That's almost an impossible game, at least at this point for this team. So 6 could go to 8 really quick, because if you don't win tonight, going to be tough to find a victory or maybe even play well on the road when you go to Michigan State coming up this weekend. We'll obviously talk a lot about the Rutgers game tonight, but we'll do some other things on this show as well. Let's take a look at the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment 1, we've got our Hoosier headlines, our news of the day presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville, and a couple things. We'll preview the IU-Rutgers game. Also, I want to tell you about Jalen Blackman, you know, the youngest Blackman. It seems like forever that Blackmans have been going through the Marion program. Jalen just reached 1,000 career points, and he's one of two sophomores in the state of Indiana that might really have a chance, a realistic chance, if you look at the numbers and the figures, at least right now, to break or compete for Damon Bailey's career scoring record in the state of Indiana as far as high school basketball goes. So we'll take a look at that as well in our headlines today, presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. Segment 2, joining us on the show today is Ken Bykoff of Pigs.com. Ken is in place of Jeff Rabjohns today. We'll preview IU Rutgers. We started that preview yesterday. We'll finish it today with Ken. It's been a while since we've had Ken on the program, and we'll kind of get his thoughts on this team generally right now as they are in the middle of a six-game losing streak and desperately need this victory on the road tonight. So Ken is with us. Then later in the program, Jim Shannon, the head coach of New Albany, he will join our program. It's been a while since we had an update on the Bulldogs. They are a team that had its struggles earlier in the season, but here recently, after that Silver Creek loss and a bad, bad start for the Bulldogs in that game, they've been playing good basketball. They went on the road last week. They won at Evansville Wrights, a makeup game on Tuesday night. They won Friday at Evansville North, and what do you know, they went back to the West one more time on Saturday and defeated Jasper, holding the Wildcats to just 20 points on the night. So we'll talk about the good week for the Bulldogs, and you know what, we got to talk about sectional. It's just around the corner. So Coach Jim Shannon with us later in the program as well to talk about the Bulldogs and a little high school basketball today on the program. That's the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Indiana, 6-game losing streak, the program's longest losing streak since the 2010-11 season. In that season, and I'm reading a preview here from InsideTheHall.com, in that season, that final of three consecutive campaigns that saw the Hoosiers win just 28 games overall and 8 in league play during that 2010-11 season, if you can remember back to it. Scarlet Knights, some familiar names on that team, really one or two standout players for the Knights as they are in the middle, I should say, of a 2-game winning streak. They beat Nebraska. That's one of those crazy Big Ten scores we mentioned last week. And then at home, that was at Nebraska, I believe, last week. And then they played Penn State over the weekend and were able to win that game. And, of course, Penn State is still winless in the Big Ten Conference as we approach the start of February, which is crazy. We're just around the corner with February forthcoming. So IU and Rutgers tonight, I don't think there's any question about it. It's a pivotal game for a number of reasons. Indiana has Michigan State coming up. Going to be hard to get that one. You've got to look for a win. You've got to look for something positive to help turn some of the negatives around. Winning can cure a lot of things. Can Indiana get a win tonight at Rutgers? That is, I think, the question of the day heading into the big game tonight. Big Ten basketball last night across the country, or across the Midwest, I should say. A couple interesting things. Maryland gets back on the winning track with a 70-52 win over Northwestern. Michigan cruises past Ohio State 65-49. In Wisconsin, they beat Nebraska at Nebraska 62-51, the final score in that contest as well. So no shockers last night in Big Ten play. It seems like most days, at least over the last few weeks, there have been at least one a day, one every couple days, a crazy Big Ten result that throws you off a little bit and confuses those standings and maybe how you think about future games and future opponents for the Hoosiers a little more. But nothing surprising last night. The teams that favored, actually all three ranked teams, won their game last night. Of course, Michigan nearing the top of the conference. They are 9-1 in the Big Ten Conference, 20-1 overall this season. One other thing, too, as far as IU goes, don't forget that the pregame coverage tonight at 6 o'clock right here on the Big X. The game is at 7, and also when it's all said and done, we have the IU postgame show by Assembly Call. It's a great way to kind of unwind and win or lose for Indiana tonight on the road at Rutgers. A lot of commentary, a lot of in-depth thoughts on their performance tonight. We'll have that for you immediately after the IU Network postgame coverage wraps up from New Jersey, and we'll get that on the air for you later this evening as well. I mentioned we would talk a little bit about Jalen Blackman today. He's a sophomore at Marion, and you know what? He might be the best Blackman yet to come from that family. He had a three-pointer that broke, or that I should say, helped him get to the 1,000-point mark already as a sophomore for Marion in their game earlier this week. And he's continuing to shoot up the list of scorers. Another player that I don't know that this player will reach Division I, at least high major interest from schools like Indiana and others in the Big Ten. But there's a player also at Blackford, which is it's kind of opposite of Marion. It's a very small school. His name is Luke Brown, and he is putting up major points just like Blackman is. In fact, Brown is averaging 36 points a game in the middle of his sophomore season. Blackman is averaging 31.3 points per game. And if you track the numbers as far as where they're at now and where if their scoring continues as you would think it would as juniors and seniors, both of those guys are going to really potentially challenge not only Romeo Langford in his scoring record, but at the very top of that list, Damon Bailey as well. So a couple notes to pay attention to. Blackman, you got to think that Indiana, I'm sure there's been communication there, history with that family that goes very deep. Taking a look at him, I'm sure, in some of the evaluation opportunities in the spring and summer. So it would not surprise me if he blooms in to the type of player that can play high major basketball. I would think that he's already probably hearing from some schools through questionnaires in very simple ways. But he definitely might be a player not only that can challenge that scoring record, but that can be the next Blackman to play a high-level college basketball. So a couple names to pay attention to as we get into February with the high school basketball season. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune's Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, it's where fun happens. We'll head to a commercial break. When we come back, Ken Bykoff of Pigs.com will be my guest. Also later in the show, New Albany coach Jim Shannon joins the program. So plenty of basketball chatter coming your way today. A lot of IU talk, a lot of IU Rutgers talk, and we'll talk with Coach Shannon about his Bulldogs and some high school basketball as well. Stay with us. A full show coming up next right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back on this Wednesday show, and I'm going to be joined by Ken Bykoff of Pigs.com coming up here in just a few moments. And don't forget tonight's IU game. Pre-game coverage begins on the Big X at 6 o'clock. Play-by-play with Don Fisher at 7 o'clock as IU is on the road again tonight at Rutgers. Ken, this is a big one for Indiana. Anytime you are in the midst of some bad play or a losing streak, you want to look to that next game and see how the team can land a victory. Especially you want to land a victory tonight when you know that Michigan State, who's at the top of the Big Ten Conference, awaits to host the Hoosiers after this game, no matter what happens with the result tonight. So it's one that Indiana, if they want to turn this thing around, if they want to build a little positive momentum, get some confidence back, that's been a big word that a lot of chatter about recently with this team is confidence. They've got to go to New Jersey tonight and come out with a victory somehow, some way.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical, and I'll apologize to all the listeners off the bat for my voice. I've been battling a cold that makes me sound like the singer Barry White. But where Indiana is right now, I kind of compare it to somebody who's a scorer, who's a shooter, who's in a shooting slump. And sometimes you need a layup just to get your jumper going. And Indiana gets to go on the road at Rutgers, play a Rutgers team that Indiana is better than in just about every phase. I mean, they're more talented, they're more athletic, they just are a better team. Now, that doesn't mean that winning on the road is going to be a cakewalk. It's not, especially with the way Indiana has been playing of late. It's clear that, and it has been clear to me pretty much all season, that outside of certain spurts against Louisville, against Marquette, against times at Butler, that Indiana's pieces, those five guys on the floor, aren't always meshing. They're more five individual guys than a team. Going to Rutgers, you have some time after that game on last Friday to kind of prepare for Rutgers and kind of try to reset your mind. You know that this is a game that you're going to have every opportunity to win. You have a challenge coming up at East Lansing the next time around. This is a critical game for Indiana. If for no other reason, then it will give them the opportunity to build some confidence. I thought it was really interesting after that game last Friday. It took a while for Archie Miller and the players to come into the post-game press conference. And for Archie, that has not been the case. Usually he's in to talk to the press, pretty quickly after the game. This time it's clear he was taking his time to talk to his team and trying to just try to figure out where this team is mentally. And sometimes you have to do that with your team. You have to just take a step back and really talk to them and try to get them to focus. I like the fact that Archie called him soft. I like the fact that he called him scared, because I had seen the same things. And to be able to do that and kind of try to get your team's attention, especially with a game that is absolutely winnable coming up next, I think was the right thing to do. And Indiana now has to respond to what their coach is asking of them.
Ken Bykoff, Pigs.com, is my guest. Ken, there obviously are lots of problems with this Indiana team, and we've discussed a lot of them on this program over the last few weeks. But sometime winning, even one single win, can help a situation greatly. It can help chemistry. It can help confidence. It can help just the general feeling a team might have. And the same thing for a company or any type of environment where you've got a group of people working toward the same goal. Sometimes even the smallest of successes can help turn something around and help people see the positive, and then from there you move forward. It may not be great. It may not be perfect. There's going to be slip-ups ahead, I'm sure. But could one win really change things for this Indiana team, or do you feel like that things are so far off the rails and that as you watch the games, there are so many problems that really a win at Rutgers isn't going to fix anything when you look at the overall scheme of things?
No, I would if it wasn't for some of the games that we saw earlier this year. You know, when this team came out and just absolutely blitzed Marquette. It's the same team. It's the same players, same coaching staff. It's just a different mindset now. You know, it's the same situation as when they played Louisville and they won some of those games during December. Hey, look, they had a string there where they won 4 out of 5, and they were tough games against high major competition, and they weren't blowing teams out. But it was a team that was showed some mental toughness, that gritted out some victories, and they were able to do it. Now, it's the same players. It's the same team. And sometimes, like you said, you just need a win to remind you, oh, we can do this, that this is how this feels. And you need something to just kind of get a little bit of that swagger back. Because when you're struggling, you're not playing as much as you are thinking on the court. And when best teams, yes, they want to be smart, they want to recognize what's going on, but they're reacting and they're, instead of thinking things through. When you think things through, you can overthink it. You could press individually. A guy misses a free throw, so next time that you're up there, you're thinking, I can't miss this, and that makes it that much worse. Just getting back to just playing, picking up a victory, playing well, putting together 40 minutes of basketball, I think would go a long way towards solving some of the problems that Indiana has had to face, especially if it's a situation where they can go to Rutgers, play the way we know that they can play against a team that they are better than, and make it so that they don't have to grind it out down to the buzzer. You know, you get yourself a 12-point win tonight, it's really going to make a difference in terms of the minutes that guys had to play. It could just solve a lot of problems. Now, it might only be a one-day solution, but it at least gives you the opportunity, the potential to feel what it's like to score a win after it's been, since basically early January, since they last felt that. It goes a long way towards at least reminding these players what it's like to be successful and what they need to do and the mindset they need. It's a critical game tonight.
Ken Bykoff of Pigs.com is my guest. We're talking IU basketball and, of course, the IU-Rutgers game tonight that we'll have with Don Fisher right here on the Big X. I know you'll be watching at home, and I know you're a little bit under the weather, as you told us at the start of the segment, so I greatly appreciate your time today, Ken. I know you're not going to the game to cover it for the Pigs.com site either, so you'll be sitting, I'm sure, in front of the big screen taking in the contest tonight. If Indiana gets off to another bad start, gets down 10, 12, 14, 15, nothing, what's Ken Bykoff throw at the television tonight?
I don't throw anything at the television because I just bought it 2 days ago. it's brand new. It's an awfully nice TV. But, what I would throw at the players, and I really felt that Archie should have done this at the start of the last time out when Indiana fell behind early, double digits at home, nobody's playing well. I yanked that whole starting lineup. I change lines like it's hockey. And you know, I know it's not always the solution, but sometimes you just have to do something. You have to do something to just shake things up a little bit. And so if you're on the road and you have the team come out and they are not playing well early on, I'm talking in the first 4 minutes of the game, you say, you know what, come and sit down. Come and sit down. We're going to send these guys out here. You are not getting the job done. We're putting some other people out there that certainly can't do worse than you. And I really think that Indiana fans will understand what Archie Miller would be doing in that situation, that you want to be able to just send a message that, look, what we're doing is not acceptable, and you keep doing it over and over and over again, and it gets frustrating. And I really think Indiana fans would understand that portion of the program. Now, that said, if you are a guy like, you know, Juwan Morgan or Romeo Langford, you know, guys who have played big minutes, Justin Smith, I feel to a certain extent for guys like Rob Phinisee and Romeo. This is their first time through it. They're having to play these huge minutes that most freshmen aren't expected to turn in. But you know what? This is what you came here for. And you got to look in the mirror, and I've heard way too many times this year Juwan Morgan just say that they didn't come out with the right mindset. And he's not necessarily talking about himself. He always puts it on himself, and that's why he's a good leader as he is. But it's those players. They have to come out with the right mindset. And time and time and time again, you could talk about the coaches, and you know they have to be able to motivate these players. You're playing big-time college basketball. As a player, you have to be ready, and you have to go out there and you have to say, this isn't going to happen again, not tonight, not on the road, not against a team like this. And so just that mindset right from the start, it has to be a situation where Indiana is going to get out fast and is going to step on Rutgers' neck once they get up. To me, again, it's a critical game, because this is a game Indiana should control from tip to buzzer, and it remains to be seen if that's what they're going to do.
Talking with Ken Bykoff of Pigs.com, IU Rutgers tonight. Let's talk about Rutgers specifically for just a moment. Anything about them concern you other than the fact it's a home game for Rutgers and a road game for Indiana, which in the Big Ten Conference we know, you know, road games are tough. It doesn't matter the level of the opponent, where they're at in the conference right now. It's never an easy thing. But anything about this Rutgers team as you look at some of their recent games or some of their key players that concern you about Indiana facing them tonight?
Not tremendously. They don't have a ton of depth. Not that Indiana is bringing a ton of depth either, but Indiana is just better at every position than they are. And, you know, Rutgers plays hard. They fight. They don't have a ton of fan support. That's a building that is not exactly Assembly Hall. And yet, like you said, winning on the road in the Big Ten is always a challenge, because you just have so much that goes into it. I have been very public about my frustration with home officiating. I think teams really benefit when they're at home in a way that they don't when they're on the road. That's always a concern for me, and that doesn't have to do with just Indiana. That's any team in the Big Ten that goes on the road. I always feel to a certain extent that they're playing 8-on-5. But it really is a situation where Indiana is and where Rutgers is, and the way we know Indiana can play, this is a game that Indiana should be able to control from tip to buzzer, and if they don't, it's a concern on just where the players' heads are. Now, you've lost half a dozen straight games. You are a team that is more athletic. You are quicker. You should be able to get the job done against this team. Go out and play like we know you know how to play, because Rutgers is a team that shouldn't be standing on the same stage as you in terms of where you are on paper. Now make it come to life.
Ken, one of the things, and this has been something that we have discussed over and over again for a number of days, of weeks now, Indiana, outside of scoring consistently from Juwan Morgan and Romeo Langford, just hasn't been able to find a third person with any consistency to put some points on the board in many of these conference games since the first of the year. With that said, as you watch the team and you see all the games, many of them up close and personal, who do you feel like is the best candidate, or a breakthrough candidate to become, if someone does, that third scorer, that third consistent player that can help IU down the stretch win some of these Big Ten games and have a chance for the NCAA tournament?
I think it's got to be Rob Phinisee. I think that he's a guy that's made some big shots, that has shown that he can get to the basket a little bit. Yes, he's a freshman. Yes, he's inconsistent. There's no question about that. But I think that he has that skill set, especially when he has the ball in his hands, that he can make things happen. Now, you look at a guy like Justin Smith. Justin Smith, if he concentrates on scoring, on offensive rebounds, putbacks, making himself available when teammates go to the lane, I think that he is somebody who is a very important role player for this team, but he's not somebody that I want creating with the ball in his hands. I'm okay with that with Rob Phinisee. Same thing with Al Durham. You know, earlier in the season, you had multiple guys who were filling that number three role, whether it was Durham, whether it was Devontae Green, whether it was Rob Phinisee. Those were the guys that were taking on that role. And to a certain extent, if you don't know who that guy is from game to game, it can be an advantage because opponents can't really game plan to stop one guy because other guys are stepping up. If that guy isn't stepping up, if those guys aren't stepping into that role, that's where you run into the problems that you have. And then guys can start to get selfish. Guys can start to press. They can start to make mistakes. But to me, Rob Phinisee has to be that guy because he's going to have the ball in his hands as much as possible. And again, Al Durham can be that guy. I just haven't seen the consistency from him yet.
Ken Bykoff of Pigs.com is with us. I should mention Ken is also host of the Pigs podcast, another great way to get IU information and audio in an audio format, I should say, and does a terrific job with that on the Pigs.com website as well. Romeo Langford, let's talk about him for a minute as well today on this game day. He's had a terrific freshman season outside of a couple performances recently. He has been very consistent for the Indiana team, and I think that a game like Rutgers, an opponent like Rutgers, where maybe they don't have a key defender, the top-level defender to place on him, could give him an opportunity to get some confidence back and to have a big night, which is something that Indiana's going to need. Big nights from him, big nights from Juwan, moving forward really the rest of the way.
Yeah, there's no question, you know, and we haven't even talked about Indiana's lack of three-point shooting, which is a problem I think that isn't going to be solved this year. They just don't have that consistency, and so teams have sagged into the paint and just concentrated on stopping Juwan and Romeo and said, if you're going to beat us, we need somebody else to take care of it, and we haven't seen that. But with Romeo, my concern with him in November and December, as Indiana was dealing with the injuries that held him out of that really hurt their depth, was he was playing too many minutes. And Archie Miller has said that he's playing too many minutes. He's hit the freshman wall, and he hit it hard. And I think that's what we've seen over the past couple of games, is he's really struggling with that. I'm not wild about his defensive intensity from possession to possession. His three-point shooting obviously hasn't been anywhere near where you would want it to be. And yet he still is just such a critical part of what Indiana is trying to do. Again, he's one of those guys that you hope that this little break here from Friday to Wednesday can allow him to kind of recover a little bit, take a break mentally, and get things done. Because he's a guy that at times, the concern for me is I've seen him, it's not a matter of him just being smooth on the court. There are times when I believe that he's not giving his all on a certain possession or on a couple of possessions that are strung together, and I think it's just because of that fatigue factor. It's the mental fatigue, it's the physical fatigue, and it's not just during game day with the injuries that they've had. The guys that are healthy enough to play have had to do more in practice, so that takes a toll on you. And when you're a freshman going through it for the first time, it's even worse, and then get thrown into that role of being the leading scorer right off the bat. It's really, really challenging. So I'm not even necessarily blaming Romeo for having these times when it seems that he's taking some possessions off. But we're in the back half of the Big Ten season now. It's time to not take those possessions off. It's time to show what you can do. And certainly against a team like Rutgers, that should be an opportunity to really show out what you can do. Like you said, they don't have a defender who's really a lockdown guy. And it's important for Romeo to just be aggressive with the ball and decide, I'm taking over this game. This is how this is going to happen. It's going to happen right now on my terms. And he needs to develop that at the college level.
Ken, before we let you go, one more thing about Rutgers and really the conference as a whole. You just don't know what you're going to get. This conference has been crazy. Over the last 2 weeks, there have been some crazy scores. Predictability is not something that is a word that describes the Big Ten right now. Each night it seems that there's something that just doesn't add up as you would think it would, maybe would, based on the conference standings and previous results and things like that. So I guess that makes the Rutgers game dangerous and makes Rutgers dangerous for not just Indiana going there tonight, but really for any opponent, even though I agree Indiana's is still better than them in many facets of the game.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, just given the way Indiana's been playing, I certainly don't expect them to walk into Piscataway and just roll. I really don't. I think this is going to be a challenging game for Indiana. They have the potential to go ahead and to put together a nice win, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it. And like you said, every night out, it's a challenging league. And I think that, you know, teams, whether it be Northwestern, whether it be Rutgers or Penn State or any of these teams that are a little bit farther down at the bottom of the standings, you know, it is a situation where each one of those teams can beat you because they are talented. So if you don't bring the right mindset, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, and that's where Indiana just has to come out. The first half is going to be critical just because you want to get off to a fast start, put those slow starts behind you, and then the way Indiana's been ending the first half of games has been a problem. You need Indiana to put together a solid 40 minutes of basketball, and it's going to be a challenge for them against a team like Rutgers that, you know, can play loose. There's no expectations on Rutgers. You know, they could go out there and they could turn in a good performance as long as they have the right mindset. It's going to be a challenge for Indiana.
Ken Bykoff, Pigs.com, with a game day chat as Indiana prepares for a game tonight at Rutgers. Ken, great to talk with you. Enjoy the game tonight, and I know we'll catch up again very soon.
Sounds good, and hopefully I'll sound a lot better next time.
Oh, absolutely. Good job, despite being a little under the weather. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Ken Bykoff, host of the Pigs podcast, Pigs.com, just a great guy. We appreciate him joining us from time to time here on the show. Again, IU at Rutgers, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight, 6 o'clock pregame coverage. Just simply call IU postgame show after the game tonight. Also, looking ahead for just a moment, of course, Michigan State, the next opponent for Indiana. That game is on Saturday, a 6 o'clock game on the road for this Indiana team. Michigan State, as we all know, at the top of the Big Ten Conference for now and has been really all season. Following that game, Indiana does have a little time off. They don't play again until next Thursday. That's a home game against Iowa, and I think that stretch, I mean, I know you can get into saying every game is important. Really, you could, even if Indiana was at the top of the conference, you can come up with a reason why every game is important in conference play, because it truly is. But if you look at things, I think tonight's game is very important to get a win and do so on the road and get some momentum and get some confidence back. Maybe Juwan or Romeo or both of them can get loose and have big games. Michigan State on the road, it's going to be hard. But next week, following that Michigan State game, I think another opportunity with Iowa coming to home. Now, Iowa's no slouch. They've been ranked. They've lost a couple games maybe that you wouldn't think they should on paper, but it's a home game for Indiana. Then they've got Ohio State at home. It's a Thursday-Sunday stretch before they go to Minnesota in the middle of February. I think that's another really important week for this team. Tonight's game and then the next Thursday and next Sunday against Iowa and Ohio State at home. Very, very important games for this team. If they're going to turn this thing around, if they're going to make up some wins, and if ultimately they're going to get to the NCAA tournament, I think there's some very, very, very big opportunities forthcoming for this IU basketball team. We'll head to a commercial break. When we come back, Jim Shannon, the head coach of New Albany, he will join me on the program. We're going to talk about his Bulldogs, who are in the midst of a little winning streak. They went on the road three times last week over to the southwestern corner of the state, came up with some big victories. We'll talk about that. We'll probably talk a little Romeo and a lot more with Coach Shannon of New Albany after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We are back on this Wednesday show. Jim Shannon, the coach of the New Albany Bulldogs, joins us live in this segment for a chat. And, Coach, I tell you what, when we get to this week where the boys play on Thursday because of the girls' sectionals, I guess Thursday evening and Saturday afternoon, that's the routine for most boys' games throughout the state this week. That's kind of a signal that the boys' season is winding down. And before you know it, we'll know pairings for the sectional, and postseason basketball will be here. Hard to believe that this season, before you know it, it'll be postseason basketball time.
Well, good afternoon, Matt. It's good to talk with you. I'm really, really happy about being on today. It's been a while. Looking forward to it, and you're exactly right. this weather, though, has got me a little bit concerned because I don't really get into my March Madness thoughts and feelings until I start smelling a little bit of grass and a little bit of sunshine. And, you know, when I start kind of getting a feel that the weather's turned a little bit warmer, then we really start to think about the sectional tournament. And so it just feels like it's a little too early, but you're right. It's really not. It's here.
Jim Shannon, New Albany coach, our guest. Let's talk about your team. Three wins. And, Coach, if I didn't know any better, I'd have to question your scheduling, going out to Evansville twice last week and then back that way, not as far, but to Jasper on Saturday night. But it all worked out in your favor. It was a good win on Tuesday night over Evansville Wrights. You left that tough gym with a 10-point victory, then just absolutely blasted Evansville North, 80-64, that final score. And then Jasper held the Wildcats, who slow it down. They're always big and physical, to just 20 points in that game on Saturday night, 53-20, the final score. You got to feel good about that road swing to the Evansville area, picking up three wins for your club.
Yes, we do feel really good about it. We've won five of our last six games. We're certainly on a roll, and the good news is we played the last three in a row that we've won, all on the road and all within a 5-day period. We went Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, which is kind of a preliminary situation to the sectional, because that's usually how your sectional works out. So we kind of treated it that way. Even though the teams aren't sectional opponents, we just said, hey, Wrights will be our first matchup on Tuesday. If we win, then we'll play Friday night. And we, obviously knew that'd be Evansville North. If we win that one, then we'll play the championship game Saturday, just as a way to kind of inspire our kids and get them hungry, and making sure we didn't have a letdown, because, again, those aren't three teams that we probably would consider rivals, and traveling as much as we had to travel, you just never know, if the kids are going to be focused. But they were. Credit to them. They played really hard, played really well. We opened up, I think, a 14 or 15 point lead against Wrights, and they did get it back down, which is unfortunate, but they're a pretty good team and they can score in bunches. And then we went to North, and I think we were up 30 at one point against them, and did some subbing and stuff towards the end of the game, and then that got down to 16, but really we had pretty much blown them out. And then we did play exceptionally well, really good defense at Jasper. So, we're feeling pretty good about where we're at. And the reason for that is there's no other reason than to not feel good. I mean, there's no reason to feel bad about where you're at, because if you feel bad about where you're at, you're pretty much not going anywhere. So we're feeling pretty good about it.
Talking with Jim Shannon, he's the head coach of New Albany. His team 10-6 on the season and the back half of the year, and a Thursday night home game scheduled against Jennings County. Now, Coach, I know they moved the girls' sectional around a bit because of the cold winter weather and school being out at, I think, all of those schools, corporations that feed into that 4A sectional New Albany is hosting. Supposed to be tonight. That being switched around, no effect on Thursday's boys' game at home when you play Jennings County, though, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Jennings County is as scheduled. Hopefully our fans will come out. I know it's going to be cold, but hopefully our fans will come out, and especially the ones that weren't able to go on the road and haven't seen us play for a while. Hopefully they'll be really proud of the changes that have been made and the progress that we have made, and see our kids seem to have a better pep in their step and a lot more confidence, and seem to be playing with an edge, which is what you always want. Team chemistry seems to be really good, and we've had a couple players really step up, and Derek Stevenson and Julian Hunter are starting to score a lot of points, and we really need that from them for us to put points on the scoreboard. So love to see our people out there as much as possible, but again, I understand the weather, it's going to be pretty cold.
You brought up the two names from last week's games that I was going to get you to comment on. Derek Stevenson really stepping into a leadership role, it looks like, putting up some big and consistent numbers, shooting the ball well also last week. And then Julian Hunter, he has been solid as can be in the post. I know you guys have worked with him on that. And getting him the opportunity to really succeed and score more points maybe than what he has even earlier this season.
Yeah, he's playing great. And what has really improved about him is his free throw shooting. You know, he was hovering right around 48, 49, 50%, which, you know, is unacceptable. But he went to work on those. He's trying to get better. Made a little adjustment in his shot, and he seems to have rectified that situation. He's just shooting at a much better clip from the free throw line. He is up to 65%, which that's for the year. If you take just the last few games, since made a couple minor adjustments, he's shooting well over 75%. So been really happy with him in progressing in that free throw shooting. And, of course, he just scores a lot down low. I mean, he gets to the rim quicker than anybody I've ever seen. He gets to the offensive glass quicker than anybody I've ever seen. And he always plays so doggone hard. He's just a joy to coach. So really enjoyed what he's been able to do for us this year. And, of course, Derek's been fabulous as of late, scoring a lot of points for us. He's averaging 14 points a game, and Julian's almost 14 points a game. And then everybody else kind of falls off, but, you know, Trey Hurrigan, Caden Stanton, Landon Sprigler, Chris Johnson, they're all capable of 7 to 12 points, you know, on any given night. And so, you know, that makes it so you really have to guard those kids. You can't just leave them open. Tucker Bibben the same way. You got to guard our guys. And so everybody knows that, and that really opens it for Derek and Julian. So really, really happy with where we're at. Not satisfied. We got ways to go. We're going to get better. We told the kids the other day at practice, you know, if teams get to the point where they're satisfied with where they're at right now, then it's a good chance that they won't be toned up for the tournament. We want to be toned up for the tournament. So we're not happy with, you know, satisfied with where we're at in terms of saying, okay, we're playing as good a basketball as we can play, but we're playing awfully well.
Jim Shannon, coach of New Albany, our guest, talking about the Bulldogs this season. You mentioned Caden Stanton. Let's talk a little bit more about him. A freshman, he's worked his way into a starting assignment for your team over the last number of games, and he's playing some really good basketball. When you think about players in the area across Southern Indiana that are going to be fun to watch in future seasons as they progress through their careers, I think based on what's happened so far this season, you've got to put Caden Stanton right at the top of the list as far as local freshmen go.
Yeah, he's certainly playing really well, and he has worked himself into the lineup. And, you know, with Caden, whether he's starting or coming off the bench, it wouldn't matter to him. He just loves playing basketball. What we're really working with him on is being you know, in the moment in terms of his defense, always understanding that there's no time off. You got to go every single possession, and it's harder the younger you are. The older you get, the more you start to understand, man, I got to be ready defensively. I got to be in a stance. Just because my man doesn't have the ball doesn't mean I'm not supposed to be doing something. So I'm really working with him on that. But offensively, he's done really well in handling the ball. He rarely turns it over. I mean, rarely. He shoots it really well, and he handles it and gets us into what we're running. And then when he and Sprigler are in there together, you know, pretty much Sprigler will run the point, and Caden will kind of be a shooting guard, and that's okay. They're interchangeable. We don't mind that. They're both doing a great job playing together. I like them both out there, and then, you know, at times we go with a different kind of lineup, and they're both not out there at the same time. But it's worked out well for us, and, you know, Caden is a really, really – bright kid. You know, I haven't had very many kids who are straight A students. I've had a lot of really good kids, a lot of really good student athletes, really good kids that do well academically, but this kid's off the charts. I mean, he's taken top-notch academic courses and honors and, well, BAP and that kind of stuff. And so You know, you're looking at a kid that's going to graduate in the top 10 of his class. He's a point guard. He's an athlete. He's a great person. Big things from him in the future.
Jim Shannon, coach of New Albany, our guest. Let's look a little ahead. I know you don't like to look too far ahead, but let's look a little ahead for just a moment. 4A sectional at Seymour. It's always just a great week, no matter the season, no matter the competition level. But I think when you look at that field of teams this year, Floyd Central and Jeffersonville, and then Bedford gets into the mix a little bit with a win over the weekend, upsetting Jeffersonville. I know your Bulldogs will be in the mix as well. It could be and should be a really, really fun week of games. And I think we say this every year, or at least some coach does, depending on the angle they're looking at this sectional from. But the draw will be really, really important this year.
Yeah, it's important. There's no question about that. I think that when you have the best team, you don't worry about it as much. When you're kind of in the mix, not sure if you're the best team or second or third or fourth, because I think there's four teams who are capable of winning this, and the other two could perhaps sneak up on somebody. But the four teams that you know, that are in the driver's seat, so to speak, you have to start with Floyd Central because of their ranking and their record. And I think you have to throw Jeffersonville in there, even though Bedford snuck up and got them. Well, now that Bedford's done that, they're undefeated in the conference, but they still have tough conference games left. They got to play Floyd. They got to play us. But they're certainly in the talk. And then, of course, we are, because by virtue of the fact of all the success we've had in the sectional, they can't discount us. And we are playing better. So, you know, it's going to be, I think, anybody's sectional. You'll have your favorites, and that's okay. All these teams are well coached. All these teams have great players. All these teams do such a great job of getting ready for the tournament. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But unfortunately, only one team can win it, and that's the only team that's going to have fun at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Jim Shannon of New Albany, our guest. You know, the area, we talk about it being competitive. We talk about the success of New Albany. You mentioned Seymour, and it's been a great place for New Albany fans and some of your teams over the years. And, of course, the last number of years have been New Albany not only winning the sectional but having success beyond that in the postseason as well. And a lot of that success goes to former players like Romeo Langford and Sean East, who have starred most recently for your club, who are now finding their way and it college at IU for Romeo, Sean at a prep school out in Charlotte, putting up some big numbers. I saw last week against nationally known Hargrave Academy, Hargrave Prep, in a prep school game. So those guys were big parts of your success. That said, as you track these guys, and not just Romeo, how proud of you are as a former coach of these guys when you see big numbers, whether it's Romeo for IU, whether it's Sean at a prep school, whether it's Josh Jefferson at Illinois State. Isaac Hibbert has done some really good things this season, and Hanover's really good where he's at. Just a number of guys out there right now that are not just playing college basketball, but they're finding success where they're at.
Yeah, it makes me really proud. You know, Matt, the way you view it, at least the way that I view it, is, you know, I'm really not their former coach. I'll always be their coach. That being said, I don't coach them now. You know, I don't call Isaac up and tell him what he needs to be doing at Hanover. I don't call Roe up and tell him what he needs to be doing. Josh Jefferson, Sean, any of them. You know, they got coaches now, and those are their coaches. Those are their current coaches. And, you know, I feel like that it's just none of my business to get involved in what they're doing. So I don't. But I do support them. I do go watch them play. I do check in on them and text them and see how they're doing, build them up a little bit if they need it, but certainly don't coach them anymore. But they'll always be my players, and we're so, so, so proud of what they're all doing right now. And you can go back even to somebody like Braden Hobbs, who probably an 07 graduate, and he's still playing in Germany. He's playing, you know, pretty much pro basketball in Europe. So, so proud of him and what he was able to do, going on to Bellarmine to star there. Not only get player of the year, I think his junior year, but I can't remember exactly, but also helping winning them a national championship. And really, they haven't looked back since then in terms of the program at Bellarmine. They just keep getting great players and keep being number one or really close to it and having a chance. And Chris Whitehead helped them get to the Final Four over at Bellarmine too. So really proud of our guys. The list goes on and on. And even before I coached here, we had some great players, to say the least. So I'm proud of all of them. Keep an eye on all of them, and always wish them the best.
All right, Jennings County at home. I know after three games in southwestern Indiana, it's great to be back at the doghouse on Thursday night, despite the cold weather. Then Saturday you hit the road again. It's up to Columbus East, so the Dogs in action two times this weekend as normal. Coach, we wish you the best. Appreciate the update, and you know we'll talk with you again as sectional time approaches here, not too far down the line.
Well, really appreciate it, Matt. As always, enjoy talking to you. You do a great job, not only on the radio, but in the area, providing all kinds of services for kids. And I know everybody appreciates that. Keep doing the great work you're doing for not only New Albany High School and New Albany's feeder system, but for really all the local programs. So we couldn't be more proud of you. And I couldn't be more proud of being a part of this community. So thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Have a great day. And that's going to wrap things up for this Wednesday edition of the program. Don't forget tonight, Don Fisher has the airwaves at 6 o'clock. The tip-off in that IU-Rutgers game is at 7 o'clock. And if you're like me, you'll find your way to a TV at some point during that game, but you'll have Fish on somehow on the radio. It's the best way to listen to an IU game is his call. So make sure you tune us right here on the Big X Sports Radio. After the game, we've got the IU post-game show with the Assembly Call crew. So really, it's a night stocked full of IU basketball coverage beginning at 6 o'clock here on the Big X Sports Radio. Also, just a quick note, we've got Floyd County Elementary Basketball League. A lot like we followed the Little Leagues in the summer, on Sunday we'll have the Floyd County Elementary Basketball League Girls and Boys Championship game. So a lot of local kids there trying to win a county championship this weekend. We wish all those kids the best of luck. They're going to have a fun weekend if they can advance to that championship game and be live with us right here on the Big X. Lee Kelly will have the call for both of those games, and I'm sure we'll have Jim Shannon and hopefully Coach Sturgeon from Floyd Central and some of the other coaches that have kids within that system on our Sunday broadcast there with Lee Kelly as well. Have a great day. Try to stay warm. It is freezing outside. Hope that you make your way home from work safely today. Enjoy IU tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock with Alex Bozich and more right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.